Grand Rift of Evil Survives, and you are shredding with Dave Softy of Metal Mouth Dough.
Please welcome Adrian Riff of Evil Survives to the Metal Meltdown. Thank you for taking the time to be here tonight. Adrian, how are you doing there?
Excellent.
Great. Let's learn a little bit more about Evil Survives. When did the band form?
Myself and our singer Action Smash, we've known each other since about 2004, and we were at a Slayer concert in 2006, and kind of just looked at each other, looked around, seen a few too many Lamb of God shirts, and just a dangerous proportion of short hair, and we're like, shit, we gotta save metal.
There you go. We appreciate you doing that.
Yeah.
Cool. Where does the band originate from? I always thought that the band came from Canada, but when I visited your MySpace, it says the UK. So I'm confused.
Well, the truth is, we actually were sent straight from hell by Satan.
Oh.
So we came directly from hell. The even more true truth is that we just love confusing people. We are based out of Winnipeg in Canada, and we love being an enigma and as confusing as possible. So our MySpace page, I think it says we're from hell, United Kingdom.
It does, yeah.
To the British Masters.
Yeah, I hear
you. Yeah, we're from Canada. We're based out of Winnipeg. And I'm pretty sure we'll be based out of Winnipeg as long as we operate. So
That's cool. So you guys have a good sense of humor. That's always good with metal.
A little bit too much, but yeah.
How did the band get its name? Could you tell us a little bit about that?
I wish there was more of a story to it. It was Halloween on, I think, 2005. And that was kind of when our singer, Axe, came up with the idea to start the band. And he's just like, you and me, Evil Survives. That's our band.
There you go. As simple as that. Awesome.
Yeah, it was simple. And when I asked him about it, he's like, you know what? It just looks good on the back of a jacket.
There you go.
That was his explanation.
That's an interesting story, guys. Well, Adrian, you guys have, what, two releases out there in 2008?
Yeah, we got two full lengths and a 7-inch single also.
Oh, do you? Okay. Let's talk about your discography. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, our first record, up until recently, our releases have only been on vinyl.
Oh.
I'm a huge advocate of vinyl as a format. It's preferred, it sounds better, it does more justice to the artwork.
Right.
It's so credible to have your records on LP. So until recently, Heavy Artillery picked us up and did a CD version of our second album, Power Killer. Our releases have only been on vinyl, but to back up, our first album was called Metal Vengeance. Me and Axe wrote that album from about 2006 and 2007, we were writing, rehearsing, but looking for other members, so we kind of wrote the first record, found our lineup, started playing shows in the beginning of 2008, and recorded that summer, so everything happened pretty quick when we finally got our lineup together, started playing shows, we did our first record, I think the same month we played our first show, we recorded our full length, and that came out in October 2008, and we been touring on it for about a year after, went into the studio again in the end of 2009 and recorded our second album, Power Killer, and Heavy Artillery picked that one up and did a CD version of it just a couple months ago.
That's very cool. It's interesting that you're telling me about the vinyl, because a lot of bands I've been talking to lately have been saying the same thing, so perhaps vinyl is making a resurgence, and that's quite
vinyl
interesting.
It's hit its renaissance. I also run a record label and record store, and we sell, especially in metal and punk, we sell so much more vinyl than we do CDs. I think there's some statistic where in the past 10 years vinyl's gone up like 5,000% again in sales.
Wow.
New pressing plants are opening up all over Canada and the US and all over Europe again. Yeah, it's back. It's not coming back. It is back.
Do they still make turntables though?
Oh yeah, it's becoming a huge industry all over again. It was sort of thrown into the dustbin of history in the early 90s, and everyone forgot about it for 10 or 12 years, but yeah, vinyl has hit its renaissance. It's a super popular format again, and deservingly, I think it's the best way to listen to music.
Uh-huh. So who produced these two CDs, or these two albums, I should say?
If you look at our credits, they're produced by Satan. Satan psychically transmits all the songs and instructions to us. I'm not a put our band and albums together. Other than Satan, it was produced by ourselves, and engineered and recorded by John Paul Peters, excellent engineer that we're fortunate enough to have in our hometown of Winnipeg. He's a world-class engineer. Just such a privilege to have him right here at home. He's done both our records, and he'll do probably everything else we record in the future.
Awesome. How about the cover art? Did Satan design the artwork on these albums?
Yeah, Satan designed it, but we had to outsource the actual illustration to maybe just Satan's close second, Ed Repka, the legend, the master himself, did our two most recent, for those who don't know Ed Repka, of Megadeth, of Death, of Violence, of what else? He's done everything. He's the thrash cover art master. So we were another privileged enough to have him commission our band and take us on. He did the artwork for our Judas Priest Live single back in beginning of 2009, and he did the artwork for our most recent album, Power Killer.
Very cool.
A Toxic Apocalypse. The Hungry and Goo Oozing from the Earth. I'm sure Ed had no problem taking on that one, right in his element.
How about that Evil Survives logo? Who created that?
The logo, we were fortunate enough to have the logo right from the get-go. Almost everything we do, we like to try and, you know, take a cue from Iron Maiden and Judas Priest. They're essentially our mentors and Merciful Fate. A woman named Heather Mocker, she's done a ton of design work here in Manitoba and Winnipeg. She's done design for Propaganda, Putrescence, a bunch of local bands. She designed it. She gave us a few logos to pick from, and right off the bat, we seen it and we're like, we love it. It's spiny, it's pointy, and we're just happy that right from our first release, we had our album that logo that we're going to stick with the rest of our career. So, I mean, if you look at Maiden self-titled, they had their logo right from the get-go.
Yeah, they made some minor changes throughout the years, but it's pretty much been the same.
Exactly.
Yeah, Anthrax, I think, has done the same. They just still have done minor modifications, but it's basically the same.
Yeah, exactly the same sort of places are together.
Yeah. You were mentioning that you're assigned to Artillery Records. How long have you been with that label, and how are they working out for you? How is the experience of getting signed with them?
Oh, great. Heavy Artillery is awesome. Seriously, independent label run by a couple of really cool dudes. We signed with them back in summer, I guess. They put out Power Killer on CD in October, and we just toured on it. Just got back from a tour of the U.S. Yeah, they're great to work with. I mean, we're fiercely anti-corporate as a band. We don't want to work with any, you know, gigantic major corporation that's just profiting off our band and putting it into blood money, etc. But that point aside, Heavy Artillery are great guys. They've got a great roster. It's bands like Enforcer from Sweden and Vector, like, they're bands that we listen to, so it's really killer to be to be on a label with bands that we actually like, bands that we listen to on a regular basis. So
all right, cool. Well, Adrian, you mentioned some bands before. We were talking like Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, Merciful Fate. Would you say that these bands have been most influential to the sound that is Evil Survivors? Or what bands would you say are the most influential?
I mean, the obvious ones that come to mind listening to an Evil Survivors record are the big three, you know, Priest, Maiden, Merciful Fate. Personally, I think the biggest influence on me has been Satan. Not the master, ironically, Court in the Act. Kind of a semi-obscure, but very cult and essential NWO BHM record from 1983. I don't know, are you familiar with Court in the Act?
I don't believe so.
No, it's one of the classics of British heavy metal. So that album in particular is probably the biggest influence on my songwriting and guitar playing. Highly recommended. After that one album, the band lost their singer, Brian Ross, and their next two albums weren't nearly as good, so that's kind of their one classic. So Satan Coroner is another one, kind of the British thrash with that element of neoclassical and minor harmonic scaling. It's a big influence. I mean, everyone in Evil Survives is like, we listen to a lot of thrash and we listen to a lot of black metal too, and we really have to try to filter that out of our sound, because what we do. We're intentionally trying to really strike the British traditional metal sound. It's a very intentional thing we do, and we try to, like, if we just sort of naturally wrote songs, we'd be more of a thrash band. We've got to really do our work to keep that out of our sound, actually.
Well, from listening to your music, I definitely hear a little bit of thrash, I hear a little bit of power, and I hear a little bit of that traditional heavy metal all rolled into one.
Yeah, that's kind of why it all sort of turns into a giant mutt of a genre. We try to do as much as we can to really, British heavy metal is the sound that we've chosen to go for. Uh-huh. But you can tell listening to it that there's this whole stew of influences going on. Like I said, we're all big into 80s thrash, the progressive technical stuff, Watchtower, Toxic, as well as, like, I really like classical music and neoclassical guitar compositions. Jason Becker is a huge influence on my playing, Cacophony. It all gets in there. When you listen to it, you can tell it's more than just Maiden, but we like to pass it off, never just trying to, tip our hats to the masters.
I hear you. Has the band been touring or performing any live shows in support of the Power Killer CD?
Oh, of course. You can't keep us off the road. We don't play very often in our hometown, just by principle. We have to quench our thirst for live shows by touring incessantly. We've done 150 shows in the past 2 years, mostly around North America. We've yet to go to Europe, but yeah, we did a tour of all the Western and Midwest United States and Canada on the release of Power Killer on the CD version. We've done 6 or 7 Canadian and U.S. tours in the past couple of years now. I think Europe and beyond is our next step, yeah.
And the plan's coming to the east coast of the USA, the northeast?
Quite potentially. We're tentatively looking to tour east coast USA in April or May of this year. We're sort of just putting our tour schedule together for 2011 right now, and it's definitely on our list of priorities.
Awesome. Love to see you guys live. Have you guys have any shows coming up currently that we could spread the word on?
Tour plans are still in the works. Everything's tentative.
Okay.
Except for, we are playing in our hometown here in Winnipeg with legendary thrash band Nuclear Assault for Manitoba Metal Fest, so that'll be insanity. March 26th, highly recommend, from close or from far, make it down to Winnipeg. It's gonna be a hell of a night. Evil Survives and Nuclear Assault of all bands.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only one we got booked right now.
All right. Oh, well, that's interesting. Well, Adrian, how about we take a break now and crank up some more Evil Survives, and then after that tune, we'll come back and continue our conversation. How's that sound to you?
Perfect.
All right, Metal Maniacs, crank up more Evil Survives. back, Metal Maniacs, and welcome back, Adrian. So, Adrian, tell us a little bit about your guitar. Do you have any endorsements? Could you tell us a bit more about what you play?
I play an ESD. It's a fine axe. It's not the fanciest. It's relatively generic looking, but I gravitate towards it out of my arsenal of axes because it just plays the fastest. It's the one with the best action. So I play two ESPs. That's what I bring on tour. It's been just sort of an organic process. I just, like I said, I gravitate towards them. I also have a Dean Flying V, and I've got a custom Scallop Schecter A1 Elite. So those are kind of my main four performance guitars, but if I go to the ESP, it's just kind of your standard, I don't even know the model, the DH-1000, I think. It's a great instrument, and it plays so fast. Part of it is I've got a go-to guitar tech guru in Winnipeg. He's my go-to guy, Darcy Bruno. He's plays in a couple bands, Vince Concrete. They're sort of a cult grind noise band from Winnipeg. He's a master. He's a wizard of guitars. He builds them from scratch, and eventually I'll get a custom from him. But yeah, he takes my guitar, sets them up every few months, makes them play like a dream. So
excellent.
I go on.
Excellent. Are you currently endorsed, or is anyone in the band endorsed by anyone?
Only our drummer, and it's probably, I wouldn't say laziness, because we're not lazy. We get a hell of a lot done as a band, but one thing I haven't put a sponsorship portfolio together. I guess it's something I should do. I know we've played enough shows and gotten to the point where we probably could. I'll give a shout out. I play Ernie Balls and Jazz Threes for Strings and Picks. It'd be great to get sponsored.
Yeah, it would be, right?
Save on our costs. I mean, everywhere we can cut costs means we can put something else back right back into it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Can you tell us where fans of Evil Survives can get Evil Survives merchandise, whether it be CDs, T-shirts, or what have you? You have any links for us?
Well, the CDs are, Heavy Artillery. I think it's store.heavyartillery.us. That's Heavy Artillery's web store. It's a good place to go. Might as well go direct to the source. If you want vinyl, check out War on Music, www.waronmusic.com. It's a vinyl-only label that I actually run the label, and it's a shop here in Winnipeg. We've done vinyl reissues by Razor, Sacrifice. We're doing Electric Quarterstaff. That's where you can go to get the Evil Survives vinyl.
All right, so
T-shirts, you might just want to go to our MySpace, fire us a message. I don't think our shirts are available like on a web store or anything. You can get our shows and we'll mail them out if you request them.
Okay, that's interesting. So when you're not doing band stuff, you're actually running a record label?
Yeah, I work full-time running a record label. It's all vinyl, no CDs, no digital.
All vinyl?
All vinyl. That's what we are. We are a vinyl-only record label. That's the extension of my love for vinyl has brought me to start a vinyl-only label. It's War on Music Records. We've got stuff coming out. We do kind of strike a balance between classic reissues and new up-and-coming touring bands. Striker is one band we're working with right now from Edmonton. They're good buddies of ours. We just did the full length of their debut, Eyes in the Night. They're another sort of traditional heavy metal band from Canada that's just amazing, phenomenal vocalist. So check them out. Untimely Demise is another one, sort of Megadeth, sort of era, old school thrash from Saskatoon. Like I said, too, we've done reissues by Canadian thrash bands, Razor, Sacrifice. We're doing some Gorgut stuff coming up. We're doing Electric Quarterstaff. Yep, all vinyl. Yeah.
Well, I give you a lot of credit, Adrian. You're doing what you believe in, and you were mentioning that you're so much into vinyl, and there you are running a record label that's all about vinyl. That's to be commended. Kudos, bro.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Yeah. So, could you tell us what is next for Evil Survives?
What is next? Well, expanding our discography is next. We're just about done writing album 3. It's there. The material's
excellent.
Great. We're super excited about our new songs. We're going to start playing them. We'll pull a few out for Metal Fest on the 26th of March at the Clear Sold. So, yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Will this be coming out on vinyl and CD at the same time?
This one should be. If all goes well, I'd be definitely interested in working with Heavy Artillery on our next album, too. So potentially War on Music doing the vinyl and Heavy Artillery doing the CD. Nothing definite, see what happens with that. But if all goes as planned, we'll be in the studio probably not till summer or fall, but maybe watch for a late 2011 release for a third Evil Survives full length.
All right. Very cool. Hey, Adrian, could you share your thoughts and opinions on downloading and file sharing with us?
I mean, personally, I'm kind of an internet idiot. I'm a little bit inept. I just live in the 80s. What can I say? My brain is stuck in 1984, and the internet didn't exist yet. So I think my take on it is that I like to know that as many people as possible are listening to Evil Survives. So from that perspective, I think it is a good thing. I like to know that if someone wants to get Evil Survives, if they have the money, I hope they buy it, and if they don't, I'm just glad that they can access it.
Right.
I know that there's a lot of inequality in the world, and a lot of people have less access to resources than, you know, other people do. Not everyone can afford to purchase the things they want. But at the same time, you know, running a record label, I know firsthand that it's a small economy. There's not a lot of money going around in a record label. It's usually sort of a low revenue business, so getting that money in from digital sales, if that's your product, then you have to count on people paying for it rather than downloading it for free. So right. I've got a mixed approach. I like people listening to our music at any cost.
Yeah, I've got no problem with the downloading, of course, but the thing is, I feel about it, if you're downloading a band and you're really into their music, then, you know, support that band. If you're not going to buy the CD because you've already downloaded it, then at least support them by purchasing other merchandise that they may have available, whether it be t-shirts, caps, or DVDs, or what have you.
Exactly, go to the show, buy a shirt, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So you don't listen to internet radio then, because you're, like, you just said that you're not really an internet kid, you're...
I mean, I have internet access. I'm not, like, literally stuck in 84 as much as I wish I was.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure I'll go check out this podcast. If someone
sends
me a link to something, I'll go find it. But,
yeah.
You know, take my time to sort of search out on my own.
Yeah, you should definitely check out Metal Messiah Radio sometime. Because the whole thing with internet radio, for the most part, you're going to hear underground metal, stuff that you're not going to hear on regular radio, especially a band like Evil Survives. You think you're going to hear that on FM radio, or do you hear it on FM radio? I'm not sure.
Not bloody likely, yeah.
Yeah, so on internet radio, you have a better chance to hear bands that aren't mainstream, that aren't, you know, your top 40 bands. And I'm totally not into FM radio. I think I've said that like a million times, but yeah, that's what internet radio is like a shrine for me, and like Metal Archives is like my Bible. I go there, metalarchives.com, research a lot of bands, try to find out more about them and stuff like that.
Yeah, I as well. One of the few things I do use is Metal Archives.
Yeah, it's a great site.
It's just got such a wealth of information.
Oh yeah, not all of it is accurate though. But for the most part, it's pretty good. Just like that Wikipedia, you can't swear by that because not all that information is 100% accurate. But it's a good basis to form some sort of info on what you're looking for.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, you should always double check and get a second opinion. Well, is there anything, Adrian, is there anything that you'd like to tell your friends that are tuning in at this time?
Yeah, be prepared for another album in 2011. I think if our goal as a band was to try and do our part to save heavy metal, if you look at heavy metal 10 years ago and heavy metal now, we've come a long way, and I like to think that we, you know, are doing our small part in that. With under Satan's command, we shall take over the world. Be prepared.
Well, bro, I think that Satan and all your fans are looking forward to hearing more music from Evil Survives. And I'm interested to hearing more of Evil Survives when the new album comes out. Just a curiosity, I mean, I'm taking the Satan conversation lightly and stuff like that, but are you a Satanist, or this is just fun with Satan?
No, I mean...
I'm not opinionated or judging you in that question.
We're poser Satanists. I mean, Satanism as an ideology is like fine individualism, which is not what I'm into at all. I'm into people cooperating and, you know, having communities and doing good things for each other. So, no, not at all, but...
So you do it to keep the fans on their toes. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You do the Satan bit to keep the people on their toes so they keep tuned. What's going on here?
Yeah, as you mentioned, we have a sense of humor, maybe too much of a sense of humor.
I don't think you could ever have too much of a sense of humor. I think you're doing great, bro. It's good. It's real good. I think we learned a lot about Evil Survivors today, and I've enjoyed my conversation with you, Adrian, but I want to make sure that we covered all that we need to cover. So at this time, please, if there's something that we have yet to discuss that you want to bring out there, let's do that.
Our tour plans for 2011 are really yet to come together, but we're going to be doing a lot of touring this year, so really keep an eye on where we're playing, and we might be coming somewhere near you.
Well, you guys have been pretty busy. You've been around since about 2008, right? And you're already working on your third album.
That's when we started playing out, yeah.
Yeah, so you guys are doing great. Keep up the good work. I can't wait to hear what comes next from Evil Survives.
Oh, yeah. We're all super excited about the new material. Kind of that sort of feeling when we finish our new songs in rehearsal, we just sort of laugh because we know they're just great, and we're super stoked to put them on recording.
Well, I want to wish you and your bandmates a great 2011. May you have a really great year. And please wish a happy new year to your bandmates as well. Best to you and your bandmates. I say we crank up some more Evil Survivors now.
Hell yes.
All right. Thank you so much again for being my guest tonight, Adrian.
Anytime. Till next time.
Till next time. That's right. You know, next time, if it's a year from now, whatever, when you have the new album out, let's get back and do this again.
Of course, wouldn't miss it.
Sound good to you?
For sure, man.
Absolutely. Okay, great. All right, Adrian, you have yourself a happy new year, and best to the band, like I said, and just keep doing what you're doing, and hopefully Satan will help you as well.
She always will.
Excellent. Crank it up, Metal Maniacs!
Forces ride us to the end. Black horses carry us to die. The end.
Black Forces Rise.